The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. I said in the tease just a moment ago that I pray that the program today is a peace in the midst of a storm, a calm place in the middle of panic, hysteria, doubt, fear, anxiety. All of those things are taking hold in our culture, our society, our cities. And we who know Christ, we who trust God's word, have absolute assurance that God is in control. Are these bad times? Yeah. Unprecedented? Yes. I must admit, I have never lived through times like this. My parents did. My grandparents did. My great-grandparents did. But we who are alive today, particularly in the United States of America, have had an incredible season of calm, peace, comfort, affluence, convenience. And most of us, almost all of us, have never, ever faced nationally or even locally circumstances like we are facing today. This is uncharted territory for us. Now, again, and I want to keep stressing this, my parents went through this, something probably worse. My grandparents went through this, probably worse. But I haven't. And I'm not exactly a young dude. We have, all of us, 99.9% of all of us have never been through a time like this. Now, much of the rest of the world has. I have, as you know, I have been just blessed by God. I have traveled extensively all over the world. I have been places where people are going through things like this. I have visited those places, but then got on an airplane and came back home and picked up my wife and went out to dinner, went to the mall, did whatever we wanted to do. So I just want to emphasize, this may be new, this may be unique to all of us. It is not new, it is not unique in world history, it is not new, it is not unique to much of the rest of the world. So, while it is very serious, it is not unique in history. We have had plagues. Number one, we have had plagues that are much worse than this coronavirus, and without the technology that we have today. And the world survived. Now, that is not to diminish the suffering, the death that has occurred and probably will occur. It's not to diminish that. I'm just saying, the world has endured things like this before many times throughout history, and without all of the technological, medical advancements that we have at our disposal today, including the drastic measures that are being taken by our federal government, our state government, and our local governments, that we hope and pray will be very effective in slowing the spread of this virus. Not stopping it, but slowing it. Now, there are a whole lot of things that we can debate and discuss. If you were listening yesterday, I said, hey, folks, we've got to give our governor, the director of the health department, we've got to give them the benefit of the doubt. They have knowledge that we don't have. They have information that we don't have. And while we may think that they are going too far, if this pandemic is stemmed and slowed dramatically, they will look like geniuses and heroes. And I just said that yesterday. Yeah, that was before the fiasco with the primary election, which just, in my personal opinion, was handled terribly by our state government. Terribly. You don't cancel an election 12 hours before it's supposed to begin. Thousands and thousands of people involved in the election, volunteers, board members around the country, or not around the country, around the state. If you're even thinking about doing that, do it properly, do it legally, do it through the legislature. Just the unilateral declaration by the governor to delay a constitutionally provided election is an unbelievably dangerous precedent, and just wrong in my opinion. And then dumping it off on the director of the health department to declare a state of emergency, a medical emergency. Hey, it's above my pay grade to decide whether it's illegal or not, but it was unwise. I can understand the reasons for delaying the primary election, but if there was even any talk of that, and we know with all of the other things that have taken place, the other directives, we know they've been talking about this for several days. It should have been done 3, 4, 5 days ago, and the legislature should have been involved. So just yesterday, I was pleading with all of us, give them the benefit of the doubt, and I would still say that. I would still say that. I just think the decision concerning the election was extremely poorly handled. I mean, here we are at 11 o'clock last night. Joy and I are watching the 11 o'clock news. We're watching the 11 o'clock news. The polls are supposed to open, what, at 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m.? And all of the news reporters are going, well, we don't know whether we're having an election tomorrow or not. Well, yes, we are. Well, no, we're not. Well, yeah, we are. Well, no, we're not. Well, the governor says we're not. Well, the Speaker of the House says we are. It was just pandemonium, confusion, and it was just handled very, very poorly. So, anyway, those are my thoughts. And I would encourage you. Boy, so many people are impacted economically by this. Support your local businesses. Support your local restaurants. Joy and I certainly don't eat out every meal, but we do eat out quite a bit. It's just the two of us. We're empty nesters, and yeah, we enjoy eating out. If you do have a habit of eating out, do carry out at your favorite local business, particularly the family-owned small businesses in your community that are going to be devastated. The big national chains, they're going to be fine. They'll be fine. But your local restaurant, your family-owned grill, Mexican restaurant, Italian restaurant, Chinese restaurant that's locally owned, family-owned, even if you don't usually do takeout, call them up, do a takeout order, and I think even more than the financial aspect, encourage them. And by the way, tell them you're praying for them. Say, hey, I know this is tough, and I just want you to know that at our house, our family, we're praying for you. And we're thinking of you, and we want to support you. As I tried to drive home yesterday, this is a very difficult time to go through, and yet it is a wonderful time as followers of Jesus Christ to demonstrate the love of Christ to people around us. It's a wonderful opportunity to share the gospel, share hope with those that are around us. All right, we need to take a break. Hey, if you have friends in Washington, D.C., we will be joining our friends in D.C. at the top of the hour. WAVA in our nation's capital. That'll be at the top of the hour. My number, 877 Bob Live. We'll return.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, obviously, this pandemic is affecting every area of our life, where we eat, where we go, and certainly our entertainment. This may be of some interest to some of you, but since Joy and I have been to this place many times and have absolutely loved it, I wanted to pass this along. Many of you are familiar with the Sights and Sounds Theater over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. There's also one in Branson, Missouri. And I've said this many times, and no, they're not an advertiser. I wish they were. I'm not getting paid to mention this, but if you have not been to the Sights and Sound Theater over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you must go. It's like Broadway on steroids. No, I'm serious. It's bigger, better than the most elaborate Broadway production you will ever see. And it's faith-based. It's Christian. It's Christ honoring the Word of God, honoring right over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Anyway, many of us who are real fans of Sight and Sound have been looking forward to the premiere of Queen Esther. That is their latest drama, which was to open to the public this Saturday. The premiere has been canceled. They had one performance that was, well, I guess that was actually their premiere, but it was to be open to the public this coming weekend. They have canceled all of the performances for at least 1 week, and then they're going to go from there. They have scheduled 434 performances of this for a nine-month run, and it's already 70% sold out. Yeah, 9 months away is the end, and it's already 70% sold out. They have sold over 550,000 tickets. That's a 500,000 tickets. Think about that, 500,000 tickets to a Christian performance. Anyway, it has been postponed. So those of you who may have had tickets, I'm sure they will give refunds. Fortunately, Joy and I have our tickets, but not until this fall. We wanted to go sooner, and when we looked at the calendar, we just couldn't go. So that was a good thing. So any of you who were thinking about going to Queen Esther over in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the premiere, the opening, has been postponed, at least for now. And then, to get our minds off the coronavirus, big news in the sports world. Did you know there was any news at all in the sports world? Well, there is. Tom Brady is not going to return to the Patriots. He announced it today on Twitter to all my teammates, coaches, executives, and staff, Coach Belichick, RKK, and the Kraft family and the entire organization. I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life, the daily commitment to winning, creating a winning culture built on great values, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He thanks the organization, Coach Belichick, the people, the fans, but he said, I'm out of here. Where he is going to go next year? Well, there's tons of speculation. He's going to go to the Chargers. Maybe. He's going to go to Tampa Bay. Well, maybe. Anyway, what we do know is the speculation is now over. He will not be returning to the Patriots, although he signed his statement announcing leaving. He signed it forever a Patriot. Well, I guess kind of, sort of. So anyway, all right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. Lord willing, this is live radio. When we come back, we will be joined by our friends on WAVA in Washington, D.C. If you have friends, family, tell them to tune over to 105.1 FM. We'll be simulcasting in Washington, D.C., 105.1 FM.